Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uyiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando olo.
Well, it is 11 after 6 right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Just kick-started the program with a song and a prayer there right after the legendary Johan Els with Spectrum. Thank you once again, Johan. I hope that you are enjoying yourself there with your family. Thanks once again for that wonderful program. Godfrey is my name, and this is Thursday Live Bagiti. This is how we kick-started things, as we always do, and looking forward to some awesome time together. I'd like to know your whereabouts. Are you at home? Have you already gone on leave, and as a company, or maybe you're on your way to, you know, your different places, destination, after you've written your examinations, or some of you are still writing. I just want to know your whereabouts and how is things in your neighborhoods. Are you okay there? Is everything okay? So thanks once again. If at all you're traveling, make sure that you start with a prayer, because prayer will actually make sure that you don't get involved in the unnecessary road accidents there, and you are not going to be wasting your time and your resources. You know, so that's how powerful a prayer can be. It's not only about our protection, but it's us, you know, traveling at the right time, using the right routes, and after that, not regretting any single moment of it. That's how powerful prayer can become in our lives. And that also can affect our relationships. You know, sometimes you have relationships with people that when you look at them, it's just a waste of time. Not to say that you look down on people or something like that, but hey, they're not bringing something positive in your life. And but you need people that will empower you. And you need people that you can be able to empower. But if they're draining you and all that, you rather should consider, praying for new relationships, more especially in the new year. Perhaps this has been the norm over the past few years. So I believe that you need to pray that things should be able to change, that you can get some sort of a divine connection in your life as far as friendships are concerned. Well, I did mention earlier on that I'll be speaking. Did I do that? If I haven't, I do beg your pardon there. On the line, we're joined by none other than Mr. Patrick Gazzani, talking everything cars, as always. And he's with us on the line. Excellency, good evening and welcome.
Thank you. Good evening, Excellency, and good evening to the listeners. Thank you for having me once again.
Thanks once again for helping us with understanding this, I won't say minor issues, but critical issues, yes, as far as, taking care of our cars, you know, is concerned. Because sometimes you neglect these things, not because you do want to, but simply because you just don't know what's wrong with the car. I must say that there are many women who know more about cars than men. You know what I mean? I'm one of the men who know little about cars. And you did mention or teach us about the suspensions, to the noises, to to notice when our car, more especially the suspension of our cars, needs some form of attention. So thank you very much for opening our eyes to that. And tonight we're looking at how to make sure that your car is in good shape now that we are going into the festive season. That means people will be traveling and all that, long distances and stuff like that. Perhaps those who have been using their cars a lot, Ubering, if you may, those who are using it like taxis and all that, perhaps they also need to consider resting their cars and stuff like that. But let's look at how to prepare your car for a holiday season. Where do we start?
Yes. No, thank you for that. The holiday season is upon us. Everybody's going to be heading in all directions, east, west, south, and north, our country and beyond, to other countries, to see loved ones. So it's important to make sure that you prepare for the journey, because this helps in preventing a lot of things. Specifically, accidents. We don't want our beloved brothers and sisters to get on the road and never come back. Simply because of simple things that we can take for granted. So it's important that you know, we talk about these things that people are aware, and that especially you as an individual, you are the one who's constantly in control of everything regarding to your journey and where you are going with your motor vehicle. So the first thing is to look at, before I even get into the car, it's yourself as the person who's going to be behind the wheel. You are the most important part before even your vehicle itself. Make sure that, you know, I mean, of course, you would have taken your leave or you'd have closed off running your business, you know, to go and see your loved ones. Get plenty of rest. Make sure that, you know, you are well hydrated. You get plenty of rest and you are ready for the road. You know, you eat healthily. That is very important. We can take such things for granted because, you know, you need to be, you know, highly focused because sometimes you're driving at night. You know, you don't want to be dozing off whilst driving and so on and so forth. So these little things are quite important. Make sure you are rested. You know, you're traveling with family in the vehicle. The things to now get into when then we get into the car, first of all, you know, obey the road rules. You know, make sure that, you know, you don't drive without your safety belt. Make sure that your family at the back, your children in the vehicle are in their safety belts. You know, this is very, very important because, you know, they help in making sure that people are safe in any situation. You know, and then of course, then, you know, moving on to the vehicle itself, look at issues.
Before you go to the vehicle, I think we should have a campaign on the importance of buckling our children up because what I normally see here is buckled, you know, parents. Parents who are buckled up, but children are just roaming loosely, even in front seat. So you see some of them with their heads hanging out of the window and stuff like that. You know, if there is something that really acts me, drives me up the wall, it's something like that. I'd hate seeing that at all. And the other thing is, I think we need to take this seriously. We need to have a campaign of some sort to encourage people to make sure that their children are buckled up, the same way as they too are buckled up. So you see a lot of those things happening, you know, on our roads. And I'm telling you right now, those are some of the things that honestly make me angry. Perhaps you can say a word or two about it.
No, most definitely. Because here's the issue here. You find that in most accidents, if you look at the statistics, you find that the people could have, you know, survived. The only reason why they had to pass on is simply because of simple things like safety belts, because maybe they were flung out of the vehicle and so on and so forth because they were not properly buckled in their safety belts. Because the vehicles are designed, you know, they have to go rigorous testing to ensure that they are safe. So in most cases, people don't die in accidents or get seriously injured because of the problem of the car itself. But because they did not obey as this to make sure that they are not overloaded in the car, they are wearing their safety belt and they are hydrated for them to be able to control this vehicle and be able to see dangers from afar. You understand? So indeed, we really have to focus on making sure that people actually obey the rules, specifically making sure that family is buckled. I mean, how nice would it be that, you know, you are buckled in your seatbelt and you are right and in the vehicle was not buckled and they didn't make it simply because they were not buckled. So that's how serious we have to go to you know, focus on keeping these simple rules that for yourself and not for the next person, but also for the next person because you don't pose a danger to others who are using the road as well. That's very, very important and very critical to make sure we adhere to that. You know, and then of course, you know, as I was saying, checking the vehicle itself. Not everybody's technical. I always repeat that. Make sure you get trusted somebody or your local workshop, RMI approved workshop that are qualified to have a look. Just to do workshops currently right now, they're doing what we call, you know, free assessments, free health assessments of your vehicle. You can just pop into any workshop. Even dealerships are doing it, the manufacturers themselves of whichever brand that you own. They'll do a health check on your car. To tell you, your left bulb doesn't work, or your high beam doesn't work, and so on and so forth. Or your reverse light is not working because some cars don't show on the dashboard to say this light is good. It depends on the model of the car and the year, what kind of technology. The latest ones, of course, they will notify you on the dashboard to say this tail light is not working, and so on and so forth. And then, of course, the biggest thing is make sure you check your tires. have the tire pressure checked. Your manual does show you where you can check your tire pressure. You can even go on Google and put in your particular vehicle details and say, where to check the measurements or the readings of the tire pressure. Otherwise, in most cars, on the doors, just when you open your A-pillar, just when you open your doors, it's got the reading on there. What is your other on your A-pillar, which is A-pillar is in front. When you open your door, just the pillar closest to your legs, that is the A-pillar. It will have the reading of the tire pressure. Or the B pillar is the one closest to your spinal cord or your front chair where you're sitting. That is called the B pillar. It will have a reading. Some cars will be the C pillar, which is at the back of the back seat when you open the door. So that is important. Check your tire pressures. Make sure you don't overinflate or underinflate because they both have an effect on the handling or on the road, whether it's dry roads or it's wet. And then, of course, the most important thing, check your fuel, your levels of fluid in your vehicle, meaning the brake fluid is enough. Checking your coolant. This is the water for the engine. We call it coolant because you don't put water in your car. It's not effective in terms of cooling the vehicle as well as making sure that in winter the car doesn't overfreeze. You understand? So coolant has got a chemical in it that protects it against rust and so on and so forth. So make sure you have that in your vehicle. It's not 1 liter is not expensive. It's under 50 rands. To top up in your vehicle. So these are the kinds of things that people have to make sure that they check. And of course, make sure if your workshop tells you your car is due for this, or you can see on your dashboard that it brings up a message that service is due. Make sure you do that service because it's very important that you don't get off the long road without having service.
Maybe if you also include the importance of the windscreen wipers, because if you don't want to have a nightmare or to experience a nightmare in your driving, is when you are driving with worn out wipers or those that are not clearing the windscreen properly. And sometimes it's because of the beds have helped themselves. Customers already have helped themselves. they have dropped a poop on your windscreen. Yeah, the thing becomes oily and all that. And I don't know if you have had, I know you've been driving for many years, but the worst experience ever is to drive in the night and when it's raining. And to make matters even worse than that is when your windscreen wipers are not functioning properly. So you can't see clearly there. Very dangerous place.
You know, as well as to also make sure that your windscreen washer fluid is topped up as well, because now you've got that bed droppings on your windscreen, and then you put your wiper blades on and just smothers it even worse, and you cannot even clear it off because you don't have any fluid. So that fluid itself is very important to make sure you've got 20/20 vision. What you're driving through your windscreen, as well as also just make sure that if you've got windscreen chips on your car, you go to any of the specialists in your PG Glass. They can close it off if it's a one-rand coin. They're able to close so it doesn't spread. And of course, it causes like a blur in your vision. In your sight is trying to. And of course, you get a speeding fine, but you get a traffic fine for having a cracked windscreen. So you want to prevent these minor things that can affect your traveling because your car is not roadworthy. So I'm hoping that with these and also just to mention that if you have got eggs or a pet, I use that word pet in your car, you've got space in your vehicle.
Your line is breaking there terribly. So, but if you can move around for us, yes, continue. Okay.
Okay, can you hear me now? Yeah, I was saying if you've got pets, it's important that you've got adequate space in the vehicle for the pets. Whichever part of the car that you're keeping them in the car, and then of course that you have enough stops for the pets to relieve themselves, and of course yourself make sure you get enough stops to stretch. But of course stop at safe places. Don't just stop anywhere. Mm. It's not safe. And stretch and have enough rest. Not rushed when you're going. You want to get there. You don't want to get there. You're not you know, you've got a broken vehicle or, you know, you're injured and so on and so forth. So leave on time as well and make sure that, you know, you keep to the speed limit, because the whole idea is to enjoy your holiday at the end of the day.
Absolutely. And one last thing that I believe you can give to us as a bonus is the importance of not publicizing your trips on social media to let the criminals know your whereabouts. I think that's very, very dangerous.
So correct. That is so correct. Yeah, you know, because, you know, everything goes, you know, our statuses, and not everybody, I mean, right now, criminals are on high alert. They want to see who's not at home. So if you keep on publicizing, you know, not at home and we're leaving, you know, we're causing a danger to ourselves. As well as, I also want to add that, you know, people that have got GPS in their vehicle, make sure on your GPS unit in your car, you know, it's got a feature which is called, you know, take me home. Do not put your physical address on your GPS. Put the closest shopping center to where you stay. You know, it's a good feature for the cars, because it helps you if you're in an area where you cannot, or maybe you don't know. You just punch that, and then it helps you navigate to where you're going. So, but don't put your physical addresses there. You know, it's also for safety reasons. Put the nearest shopping center, because, you know, of course, when you're driving back, you're nearest to your shopping center. I mean, of course, you know, you're in your area. You know where your house is. So things like that. Be careful who you tell where you're living, and then make sure that your homes are safe when you're living. If you're leaving somebody there, or whichever arrangement you make, but just keep it safe. Don't trust everybody on the road.
The lift.
Yes,
Karlofa about to the lift.
Yes, I understand. Let's go about to the lift, because, you know, they look so kind and so forth. It's very important.
But that's a price.
Exactly. You're not being greedy by just driving past. Rather make sure, you know, you are safe. And only stop at, like a filling station, and don't just trust anybody who wants to offer you assistance, you know, on the road. If you've got your roadside assistance, rather let them be the ones to assist.
Okay,
unless it's safe people around that you can ask.
Okay, sir. Thank you once again for availing yourself, to educate our listeners as far as, you know, taking care of their cars is concerned. Excellency, please give them your contact details.
Yes, I am. You can get hold of me for any technical assistance, any repairs in your car, any insurance advice on warranties or maintenance plans, anything related to your motor vehicle, whether buying or selling, on 082-90-663.
Say it slowly for us. 082?
082-90-663-82. Yes, you can send me a WhatsApp, and then we can communicate regarding your vehicle, as well as I'm available on the social media. You can inbox me there, which is my name is Selim Patrick Gazani on Facebook, Instagram. I'm available, as well as there's a page on Facebook, which is P. Gazani Auto and Your Mobility. Where we post everything, vehicles. You can ask any questions there. We will be able to give you technical advice. And then, of course, my email is patrick.gazane1@gmail.com.
And, of course, one thing that you need to know is you are able to diagnose their cars, you know, remotely.
Correct.
Don't have to come to your workshop. You can be able to tell them exactly what the problem could be with their cars. Thank you very much for your time, sir. Looking forward to seeing you again next week, same time, same place.
Thank you so much. Have a great evening. God bless.
That's Patrick Gazana's number, 082-906-6382.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012 012- 0800 334 1200, or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.